Ruben. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, amazing, and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name which is above every name, that one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to his honor, glory, and praise. Oh yes, beloved, great and glorious days are yet ahead. Yes, there's much trouble here on this old earth. There's much chaos and confusion. Satan is doing his best to do everything he can to stamp out the truth of the true and the living God. But, beloved, remember that we have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 tells us, and that through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we can overcome the spirits of Satan, the evil spirits, the demons of Satan, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Satan hates the blood of Christ, because the blood of Christ represents the life of Jesus that was given as an atoning sacrifice for your sin and mine, to restore us to fellowship and harmony and at one-ment with God, which is what the word atonement means, being brought back into communion and fellowship with the Father through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus Satan hates the blood of Christ and what it represents and what it pictures. Well, we've been discussing spiritual warfare, which is a very real battle that is occurring in the world today between the forces of evil and the powers of darkness, and every individual is involved in this warfare in one way or another. We're either deceived and in spiritual darkness and under the control of Satan, or else we have seen the light, we've been delivered from the power of darkness and the bondage of sin through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We put our faith and trust in Jesus, have accepted him as Savior, have been born again into the family of God, have been made joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're on our way to heaven as the children of God, and the best is yet to come. Every person on earth is in one category or the other. Either a child of Satan under his control and dominion, or else a child of God, walking in obedience to the true and the living God. Oh, beloved, don't let Satan neutralize your effectiveness in serving the Lord. He will do anything he can to keep you from being fruitful and to keep you from being effective. So we've been discussing the battle. We've been discussing the war, that we're at war. We've talked about the battle. We've talked about the enemy and who the enemy is and how to have victory over the enemy through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit. And we've been talking about how that we can see strongholds pulled down, as 2 Corinthians 10 through 5 tells us, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Thus, beloved, we can have victory in Jesus, and we've been talking about who we are, as is explained in Ephesians chapter 1, that we as believers were chosen before the foundation of the world, that we've been redeemed, that we were predestinated to be adopted into the family of God and to be His, and that we are to the praise of His grace. We're to bring glory, honor, and praise to His name, and we've been accepted in Christ Jesus by God the Father. Oh, beloved, before we rejected Him and rebelled against Him, but now that we've accepted Jesus as Savior, our sins have been blotted out, and we've been made pure and clean and holy in our spirit, and the Holy Spirit of God indwells our spirit. Now we are accepted fully and completely by the Father, and we have been redeemed through the blood of the Lord Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. God's undeserved favor, beloved, is so rich, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. The Lord Jesus has, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. And that's one reason we need to get into the Word of God, and let the Holy Spirit of God unlock its truths, and help us grow in the knowledge of the Lord, and who we are in Christ. It will help us to understand the will of God for our life, and that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, which is the kingdom age, or the millennial reign of Christ, that Christ might gather together in one, that God the Father might gather us together in one, in all things in Christ. That is, that the whole future of the millennium will center around Jesus Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Christ, that He will be the center, that He will rule and reign over the entire earth as King of kings and Lord of lords. And it's in Christ also that we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Oh, yes, beloved, so many rich blessings and treasures are ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God's Word is our weapon with which to fight against the forces of evil, the principalities, the powers of darkness. It's through the Word of God that we can stand against the flesh with indwelling sin, that we can overcome the world system with its allurements and attractions, that we can see Satan and his demons defeated. That's our weapon to fight with. That's why we need to get into it on a regular basis. And, beloved, Satan will do everything he can to keep you out of the Word, to keep you from having a sharp sword, to keep you from being able to defeat him, to bring you under strongholds and keep you under his control and neutralize your effectiveness to God. That's why we need to get into the Word. Remember 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome the evil spirits, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, remember, reminds us that we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, that he lives in us, and through him we can have victory. We've been bought with a price, and we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which belongs to the living God. We're not our own, beloved. We're God's property. He paid for us. He redeemed us with the blood of Jesus, and we belong to Him. So, beloved, let the Lord have His way in your life throughout this day. There's no peace, there's no joy, until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hand. Rest securely in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. Don't be fighting against Him and against the leadership of the Holy Spirit, but yield and submit, and let the Lord take your life and use it to His glory. Now remember, it's so important that we hide God's Word in our heart. Psalm 119, verse 9 through 11 states, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And he says, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Oh, yes, beloved, I encourage you to get a little piece of paper or a card and to type out some of these scriptures, especially that one in Corinthians that we were talking about, so that you can have victory. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, "Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 is another good scripture. The Apostle Paul, as he was closing that letter to the church at Philippi, he wrote these words, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Oh, beloved, yes, we must think on the truth of God's Word, and we must be flexible and available to the Lord Jesus Christ to use. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, to direct you, to bring to mind the truth of God's Word, and to use you to be a witness, a testimony, an example of the believer, to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, to stand against the wiles of Satan, to walk in victory to the glory, honor, and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. I trust you will, and God bless you until next time. Goodbye.